It surprised me to find most of my clients obliged. Those that did not were no longer my clients. But let's just get on with the job at hand and explain what is going on within this city at the moment. The police released a statement earlier on in the year to say several killings over the previous months were now being considered as being connected. Well, the No Shit Sherlock Award goes to... Obviously, there was a lot of panic regarding this, with the usual police response. They were putting more officers on patrol, urging the public to come to them with information to help with their inquiries, yada yada yada. I guess it is around that time my guardian angel came into my life. Mark, a detective inspector for Merseyside Police. But we'll get to him in a while. It is the killings you are interested in, isn't it? Okay. Let's talk about them and start at the beginning, as they say. I guess what freaked people out the most, well, apart from the way they were killed, there were no signs of rape, no signs of any sexual assault, just raw killing. They found the first body on a field near Rupert Lane Recreation Ground, a young woman who worked the streets along Everton Valley.